Jim Taylor visiting with Sam Ruck. She's a recruiter with Blackhawk College East Campus. And I tell you, they got quite an ag program over there, and they're going to show it off next Friday. And you were telling me, Sam, off the air, I think it's kind of neat, about 500 to 600-some-odd students attend Blackhawk East. And most of them are involved in an ag curriculum one way or another. Well, that's pretty impressive. So we've got to be proud of those ag roots over there.
Oh, absolutely. And something that's very cool is we're not just local. We have students come from all over the country just for our ag programs.
And why do you think that is? Word of mouth travels, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Our competitive teams are a huge draw for students, so livestock judging, horse judging, crops and soils judging, as well as our horse show team. But we do have students who know about our ag career program, so they're coming for 2 years. They go on internship, and then they can go to work. So they know about our pretty phenomenal programs, and we can serve them.
Yeah, and that's what's great, because it does really serve a dual purpose, that once you get done with the two-year program, if you want to seek that career, that's fine. But then if you want to transition on to a four-year institution, you can do that as well. So can you kind of compare and contrast both of those? And both of those avenues are available to the students over there.
Oh, absolutely. So we have our transfer students. Those students come in, they're getting their general education requirements done, math, science, English, things like that. But then the great thing about our ag transfer programs is that they actually get to take ag classes with our faculty, many of which are very hands-on, so they're getting that firsthand experience. And then we have our ag career programs that are the two-year program, again, very hands-on, but this is strictly agriculture curriculum that they're taking. And then within those ag career programs, they get the opportunity to do an internship in the semester. So it's not like they have to wait for summer. You know, they're getting to go to work while they're in school. They earn college credit for that. And then oftentimes they're being paid as well.
And your open house is coming up next Friday. So tell us a little bit about how students, parents, whatever, can get involved in that.
Sure. So there's a registration process, first of all. We want to make sure we have enough meals and T-shirts for everyone. So you can register online. Just head to our website. You can go to www.bhc.edu/go, and from there should be a landing page. But then after that, after you're all registered up, registration starts at 8:30, program begins about 9. We kind of walk through some basic steps to enrollment. We get to hear from our students and their experiences at Blackhawk. Then the students actually get to do a breakout session in their area of interest. So if they're interested in agriculture or equine or welding or mechanics, you get to actually break out into those sessions. You hear from faculty and students about what the program entails, and then you get to go on a tour of campus. So you kind of get the feel of what it's like to be a Blackhawk College student. We all come together for lunch, and during lunch you get to ask our agriculture ambassadors some questions. So any burning questions for them, they're pretty honest, which is cool. And then after that, we kind of go through the financial aid, student services, foundation scholarships, some of those things that are really important for parents and maybe not so important for the kids. But the kids can actually take their placement test, they can meet with an advisor, they can get registered for fall classes.
And again, that'll take place Friday, April the 5th.
Yes.
Registration 8:30, and then really the program goes from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Your outreach, you know, you're a recruiter. Your outreach, how important is that with, you know, some of the local high schools in the Western Illinois region? I assume, you know, that's a continuing process, and you continue to build and strengthen those relationships.
Oh, absolutely. For me as a recruiter, you know, my goal is to make sure our students have the best experience at Blackhawk, and that really starts in the recruitment process. If I can build good relationships with their high schools and even just, you know, different organizations within the community, I know that, you know, I can do my job effectively, but then when they get to campus, they have a rich experience because of that. So to me, community partnerships are so important, and I believe so strongly in what we do at Blackhawk. So for me, it's easy to talk about, and it's just a really special place to be.
And the ag program there, I don't know how far it dates back, but if I said, you know, Blackhawk College East is a tradition-rich ag program that basically includes a lot of great alumni, you'd probably say, well, yeah, amen to that,
yeah,
Jim Taylor.
Absolutely.
Is that true? I mean, can you boast about that a little bit, I guess?
Oh, yeah. So we've been around for over 50 years, and really our ag programs are the foundation. They're the cornerstone of this campus. They are the reason for being, and it is so incredible to me the support that we have for our alumni network. But even beyond that, you know, it doesn't matter where I go or what I do, whether it's work-related or not. I find somebody who in some way has been affected by Blackhawk, whether they are an alumnus of our program or maybe they just know somebody that went there or they went to College for Kids. Whatever it is, you know, Blackhawk is so ingrained in our communities, and that is so cool to me and something that I see every day in my ambassador students. You know, they're excited to carry on this legacy, so I know they're going to only build upon the great legacy that we already have.
Again, speaking with Sam Rux, recruiter with Blackhawk East over in the Henry County area in western Illinois. And again, the online resource for people who want to try and track down information about the ag program there, can you just kind of give the online resource or where they can go to get that information?
Yes, so you can head to our website. It's www.bhc.edu. If you want to register for Ag Visit Day, do a little / of go. If you just want to learn about our agriculture programs, you can do / agriculture, and that should take you to a landing page that kind of details what our programs have to offer.